No Sweat News. This three stories will come down the pike. You might be hearing one of them pop up on the quiz. Happens on Friday a little after 7 o'clock, and it will land you an awesome pair of tickets to check out Highly Suspect.
Yeah, Highly Suspect with the Starland Ballroom celebration when we do the Rats Fall Rock Fest. That's going to be awesome.
No doubt about it. All right, here we go. Story number one. Check this out. Dateline, California. I'm pretty sure when these thieves opened up this duffel bag that they stole, they finally understood the concept of instant karma. Check it out.
Oh, no.
Some thieves broke into a car in San Jose, California on Saturday and stole a duffel bag.
Okay.
They didn't realize what was inside. Four pythons and a rare lizard.
Oh! Ow!
Yeah, the bag belonged to a reptile breeder named Brian Gundy.
I thought you were going to say Jake the Snake Roberts. That's where my mind is right now.
Well, he just got done talking at a library, and Brian says the snakes and lizards in the bag are worth about $5,000.
Ah!
But mostly he wants to get them back because he's worried about their health of the snakes and the lizard.
I'm sure they have to be well fed.
He's afraid that when the thieves opened the bag and saw the snakes, they might have just abandoned them. So,
or that the thieves are going to be lunch.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't think you want to mess around with a python.
Four of them.
They're, you know, not just one, just a garden snake that you see in Howell, New Jersey.
He's pretty shaken up here. I would be, can you imagine?
Right, as you pointed out, four pythons. Yeah, four pythons versus a thief or two. I'm taking the four pythons.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the thieves just left him wherever, you know, they opened up the bag.
Oh, they run for the hills, baby.
He says this, not everyone knows how to take care of reptiles. I have a great concern for them. The sad thing is it happened on my birthday, too.
Oh, don't.
These are animals that he actually brought up and he hatched. They are my babies. So please, let's get those reptiles back.
Thanks a lot.
To this gentleman right there.
Crime doesn't pay.
No.
Hear stories like that.
Absolutely not.
My birthday is going to be in November 1st. Just saying, Guts.
You got want four pythons? I got one for you right here.
F you. That's what I got. Here's what I got for you, a middle finger. That guy's the radio.
Speaking of pythons.
What?
Check this out. Story number two. Do you believe this? Farmers have more sex than people with any other job.
Okay.
Talk about plowing a field.
All right, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You live on a farm in the Midwest, okay? You don't have a lot of places to go to. I hate to say it. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Dave just put a pitchfork and some overalls.
I'm just saying. You don't have the Jersey Shore. You don't have oceans. You don't have Great Adventure. You don't have New York City or Philadelphia in close proximity. You don't have a lot. You got corn. You got a cow. And then you got your wife or husband.
And some sheep.
Yeah, right. You know.
Maybe even your sister.
I'm just saying.
That's what's going on.
Before we give all the credit to farmers for being magical lovers.
Yeah, well, according to a new survey, farmers say they have more sex than people with any other job. One in three say they have sex daily.
Yes, because there's nothing else to do in Iowa. You ever been to Iowa?
No.
Good.
I have no idea.
You haven't missed anything. I went to Des Moines one time.
Well, listen. I
just looked at it in the Applebee's and a lot of corn. I was like,
yeah, that's like their hot spot.
What the hell else is here?
The top six jobs that report that having the most sex are farmers, architects, hairdressers, people in advertising.
Okay, hairdressers, I get.
Lawyers and teachers.
Teachers is a slightly befuddling.
You know, the survey doesn't release a bottom of the five list.
Radio people, you're thinking?
What?
Mix right there?
It does say the last place job, journalists have the least sex. And radio broadcasters. No.
Yeah.
Doesn't say that.
I could see, you know, the lawyer and stuff. Teachers? Really?
Yeah, that's what it says. The survey also asked people to rate how good they are at getting it on. And farmers were on the top three, top there as well. 67% say they, quote, are incredible.
Well, they're talking about themselves. I say that, and I stink. I'm not even on a single A team in the sack.
Farmers are apparently pretty damn good in bed. I don't know.
Well, good for them.
And lastly here, story number three, where a 38-year-old girl named Jessica Kropp, she got pulled over last month in Arkansas. for an expired registration. She also didn't have insurance and was driving on a suspended license.
Oh, God, that's a lot.
She kept pleading with the cop not to tow her car, and this was the least of her worries because while the cops were talking to her, they noticed a small white bow happening to be in her hair that was actually a bag of meth.
So she committed 5-6 crimes or so?
All piled up.
I mean, that was 3 or 4 citations, but then we're talking about, you know, you could slap at least 3 drug charges on her.
Easily. There was a pink rubber band around the middle, which gave the bag a bow shape, and it was attached to her hair with a bobby pin. She claimed she didn't know what was going on and that someone else put those bags there. And on somebody who did her hair.
Someone who did her hair. And okay. Horrible excuse.
It gets even worse for this girl.
Oh, no.
She also had multiple bags of meth in her purse, along with a THC vape pen and another pen loaded with THC and meth mixed in one.
Let me guess. The hairdresser put those in there, too?
Yes.
Like, maybe, like, when she was, like, sitting under that, like, lampshade device that you see different people, different women sitting on. I never understood what that thing is.
Right.
And she's sitting under the lampshade, then the hairstylist put the meth in her purse while she wasn't looking.
That's what she's stating, yeah.
Okay.
She's trying to get away with that, and she's facing charges of possession of meth with intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving on a suspended license, and driving without insurance.
Come on down.
Yes. Winner, winner, chicken dinner
just
right there.
The showcase showdown of drug charges.
That a girl, Jess. That's how you make the no sweat news make it happen right there.
Holy cow.
Oh, my Lord is right.
Go big or go home, I guess, is her motto.
If you miss any of those stories, you want to hear them again, God bless you. You can find more of them over at WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.